Nếu như
globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We traveled 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno o poldan.
Ko zvezda Danica ne vzide. Zgodba Zahodne Papue je zgodba o indonezijskem kolonializmu, o kolonializmu nacionalne države, ki je v velikem delu osnovana na osamosvojitvi izpod nizozemske kolonialne nadvlade. Je še eden izmed dokazov, da vloga zgodovinske žrtve ne zagotavlja politike, ki ne bi ustvarjala novih žrtev po starih vzorcih. Danes je Zahodna Papua uradno indonezijska provinca, ki obsega zahodni del otoka Nova Gvineja v Malineziji. Je gorata in mestoma težko prehodna dežela z nekaj več kot 4 milijoni prebivalcev, bohotno in raznovrstno floro in fauno ter nemalo naravnimi surovinami, tudi zlatom. Prebivalstvo tvori nekaj 100 plemen, ki govorijo več kot 300 različnih jezikov. Ko je Indonezija leta 1949 dosegla priznanje samostojnosti strani Nizozemske, so si zahodni Papuanci obetali podobno prihodnost, a se slednja ni zgodila. Andrew Wood, koordinator kampanje Free West Papua, povzame začetek prizadevanj za samostojnost in izdajo, ki se je zgodila.
Formally, the Dutch ruled West Papua as a colony at the end of 1961. Then the people of West Papua held a congress at which its people declared independence and raised their new flag, the Morning Star, which you've probably seen with its white star and blue stripes, etc. Indonesia then invaded West Papua. By 1969, there was a widespread resistance to Indonesian rule. The Indonesian military had killed and imprisoned thousands of Papuas when occupying it. Today, it's estimated that about 500,000 West Papuans have been killed in the conflict in West Papua. The United Nations had agreed with Indonesia there would be self-determination, and so something was held called the 1969 Act of Free Choice. But in fact, it was an act of no choice, and the act was a sham. Instead of overseeing a free and fair election, the UN stood by while Indonesia rigged the vote, declaring that Papuans were too primitive to cope with democracy. The Indonesian military handpicked just 1,026 so-called representative people out of a population of 1 million, bribed them, threatened to kill them, and held their families hostage if they voted the wrong way. So as you can see, the act, so-called Act of Free Choice wasn't an act of free choice. And since then, there's been widespread intimidation and opposition to Indonesian rule, and West Papua remains under the government of Indonesia to this day.
Zato je v 70-ih letih preteklega stoletja nastalo gibanje za osvoboditev Zahodne Papue, znano pod kratico OPM, ki je združilo tako civilna kot vojaška prizadevanja za osvoboditev izpod indonezijske nadvlade. Tako demografski kot geografski faktori še danes vplivajo na relativno fragmentiranost gibanja, ki je neodvisnost od Indonezije v zadnjih 40-ih letih razglasilo že 5-krat, a vedno brez uspeha. Felix Hajduk, raziskovalec z Nemškega inštituta za znanost in politiko, enega izmed razlogov za to vidi v jasnem nesorazmerju moči med Indonezijo in organizacijami za osamosvojitev Zahodne Papue.
The relation of power between the Indonesian government and the various West Papuan independence organizations is at the moment, or has been for quite some time, for various decades, a very asymmetrical one, with the Indonesian government holding most of the political but also economic power over the two West Papuan provinces, and the West Papuan independence organizations holding very, very little power in terms of West Papua's politics, but also West Papua's economics. I think also the relationship between the Indonesian government and the various West Papuan independence organizations, and we're talking about the organizations in West Papua calling for independence here. I mean, there are other West Papuan organizations, some of which have much closer ties to the Indonesian authorities. But if we talk about the West Papuan independence organizations, I think there's a lot of mistrust between the Indonesian government and those organizations.
Vzpostavitev trajnih diplomatskih odnosov, ki bi lahko pripeljali do nenasilne rešitve konflikta, onemogočata že sama dolgotrajnost konflikta in nezaupanje, ki se je med stranema do danes zgolj utrjevalo.
There's no trust, there's no continuous dialogue, and there's the overall fear on the side of the Indonesian government that a united West Papuan independence movement could kickstart a West Papua-wide independence movement that would threaten the unity of the Indonesian state. And there's the continuous fear on the other side of the West Papuan independence organizations of becoming, basically being crushed, quote-unquote, by the Indonesian government, or respectively the Indonesian armed forces, who regard them as illegitimate actors with an illegitimate cause in West Papua. So I think they are between the Indonesian government and the West Papuan independence organizations. They are very different, and I don't think that's very surprising in any way. They are very different interpretations of Papua's, or West Papua's history, of West Papua's present, and also of its future.
Najnovejša eskalacija se je začela dogajati konec lanskega leta in je v zahodne medije prinesla estetske podobe papuanskih borcev s kalašnikovkami in tradicionalnimi tulci oziroma kotekami na penisih. Povod za njo so bila prizadevanja papuanskih organizacij za samostojnost, da v državo pripeljajo neodvisne opazovalce Združenih narodov. Wood.
So since last year, 2018, and civil society groups in West Papua have been calling on the president of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, to allow independent institutions into the Nunduga Regency, which is a province of West Papua. And there's been escalating violence in that region, a military campaign by the Indonesian authorities, which involved ground and air track attacks by military and the use of chemical weapons. Papuans are still hiding in the bush of Anduga and have fled the bombs and chemicals of the Indonesian military. Many Papuan activists are in prison following that crackdown.
Če pa je bil to povod, so razlogi za nadaljevanje borbe trdno zasidrani v zgodovini. Hajduk.
I think that still to this day, the 1969 Act of Free Choice, a so-called Act of Free Choice, I think it's not an exaggeration to state that is still perceived by many West Papuans as a betrayal, essentially, that the vote delivered in 1969 by, we all know, just over 1,000 local leaders that were handpicked by the Indonesians who then voted for West Papua's integration into Indonesia, that this is seen by many in West Papua, hard to estimate whether it's a majority or not. I think there are some inclinations that point towards a majority amongst West Papuans, which still see this act of free choice from 1969 as illegitimate and as a betrayal.
Zaradi relativno neuspešnih prizadevanj gibanja OPM se je leta 2014 oblikovala nova krovna organizacija, imenovana Združeno gibanje za osvoboditev Zahodne Papue, ki je združila tri največje organizacije za osamosvojitev. Na mesto njenega predsednika je bil izvoljen Benny Wenda, karizmatični borec, ki ga je že mladega zaznamovalo nasilje indonezijske vojske. Wood.
So the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, the ULMWP, is an internationally recognized organization which unites all West Papuan independence groups. And in 2017, Benny Wenda was elected as the chairperson of ULMWP, which has a constitution, a legislative, judicial and executive committee, and other offices. So in effect, it's a government in waiting.
Hajduk verjame, da indonezijska vlada jemlje združeno gibanje resno, ko pride do vprašanj mednarodnih odnosov, kar pa ne drži tudi za notranjo politiko.
I think the Indonesians take it step they take seriously internationally. I think they take the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, they take it serious in the sense that it could cause like the international like diplomatic rifts, especially amongst neighboring Melanesian states. So they are very careful to basically weaken their international outreach by then like delivering aid to Vanuatu and so on and so forth. So in that sense, I think that internationally, as like on the diplomatic level, I think they take the United Liberation Movement for West Papua serious in, as a potential problem in the region itself. But inside of Papua, I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. I think again the impact of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, I think it's probably easier to measure or stronger internationally again than it has been in Papua itself.
Diskriminacija zahodnih Papuancev se v vsakodnevnem življenju kaže v praktično vseh aspektih družbe in ne bi mogli reči, katera izmed krivic je glavni razlog za upor.
Well, the argument, I think, from the pro-independence organization goes that there is a discrimination and marginalization of West Papuans in almost all facets of current modern West Papua, be it in terms of political participation and political power, in terms of economic power, but also in terms of health, i.e. malnutrition rates, the spread of HIV, access to medical facilities, as well as the education sector, higher illiteracy rates, and so on and so forth. So the way I think the underlying, the root causes, if you will, for this conflict lie in a plethora of political, socio-economic, and socio-economic factors. So there, I wouldn't argue there is not the single underlying cause for the West Papua conflict, but rather it's a plethora of causes, political, social and economic.
Uradno po indonezijski zakonodaji zahodnim Papuancem pripada neke vrste formalna avtonomija, a je res zgolj formalna?
Formally, what you have is you have autonomy rights for the two Papuan provinces under Indonesian law, which grant West Papuans some form of special autonomy. However, the argument by those seeking independence from Indonesia is that A, those autonomy rights do not go nearly as far enough as they would have hoped those autonomy rights would have should have been granted to West Papuans, and that it, especially on the economic side, West Papua is still economically largely exploited by Indonesian and foreign companies, and that West Papuans have very, very little autonomy in terms of their economic well-being and in terms of how they handle their own economic affairs.
Prav tako je že sama implementacija te avtonomije v številnih ozirih kontraproduktivna za prizadevanja po samoodločbi.
The implementation of special autonomy for West Papuans and the subsequent dividing up of West Papua into two provinces and various districts is seen by many supporting independence for West Papua as a, again as a divide and rule tactic by Indonesia to actually undermine calls for independence via what they perceive as a almost fake special autonomy.
Omenjeno fragmentiranost gibanja za samostojnost v številnih primerih izrabljajo indonezijske oblasti in to po načelu deli in vladaj. A težko je reči, kaj je posledica česa.
Yes, there is to some extent in a divide and rule sort of tactics employed or have been and I think to this day are employed by the Indonesian government, but that's not the only factor. I think another factor is that there are rifts along clan lines, along class lines, along ethnic lines amongst the West Papuans themselves as well, which also make it possible to exploit these rifts via divide and rule tactics from Jakarta. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg question, I agree, and I'm not in any way able to answer this sort of chicken and egg question, which came first, the divide and rule tactics from Jakarta or the internal divisions amongst the West Papuans themselves. But suffice it to say is that for quite a long time now, we do not have a united, coherent West Papuan independence movement with a united political and a united armed wing. And the Indonesian government, you've rightly stated this, the Indonesian government has been able to exploit this fact repeatedly over the last decades.
Prav tako je nemogoče trditi, da ima vlada v Džakarti popoln nadzor nad svojimi oboroženimi enotami v Zahodni Papuji.
There are various instances from which one could infer that certain army and police units in West Papua and Papua province operate basically in many ways outside, not outside the formal chain of command, but very much follow their own agenda when it comes to security, to the implementation of security policies locally, be it by being corrupt, extorting local businesses, be it by serving basically as almost private security companies for to be hired by local or foreign businessmen. So there are lots of evidences on a case-by-case basis which point in that direction. So carefully, but admittedly I don't fully know, one could argue some units at least, over some units, probably the central government does not exert full control at all times.
Joko Widodo, ki so ga ob izvolitvi na mesto predsednika Indonezije leta 2014 zahodni mediji prikazovali kot potencialnega diplomatskega rešitelja konflikta, je tudi relativno hitro pokazal, da odrešenja ne bo.
I would argue not anywhere as high as people hoped in 2014. In 2014, especially during the election campaign, Jokowi, as he's usually known, made a lot of promises with regards to West Papua. And there were some hopes that he could, if not fully transform the conflict, at least better manage the conflict. But so far, very little has materialized. Yes, he traveled to West Papua a few times in comparison to previous Indonesian presidents. That's a plus, certainly. But did he have any so far? Is there anything we could take away from his presidency positive in terms of better conflict management in West Papua? I'd have to say no. Actually, quite the contrary. And that's not necessarily all his fault, but quite the contrary, one could say, from 2017 onwards, actually the security situation has deteriorated in parts of Papua, at least. So in that sense, I would say the role of the Joko Widodo government in West Papua so far has been, in comparison to what he promised during the election campaign 2014, slightly disappointing.
Dejstvo je tudi, da so nekateri zahodni Papuanci zadovoljni z življenjem pod Indonezijo, težavno pa je ugotavljati, ali tvorijo manjšinsko ali večinsko mnenje.
There are always those who say amongst the Indonesian government and the also the security forces who argue that that the argument made by the independence organizations that there's widespread overwhelming support for West Papua and independence is not true, that there's no clear data on this, and that their data basically shows that many West Papuans live happily under or as part of Indonesia. I'm in no way to verify either of the two sides because there simply is no hard data on this. West Papua is so, or many parts of it are so inaccessible and are so underdeveloped in economics, but also in infrastructural terms, in terms of electricity and so on and so forth, that it's really hard to get any proper, if you will, data on the attitudes of West Papuans on this matter. So it's, from an academic point of view, it's almost impossible to say who's right or wrong on this.
V tem oziru so na diplomatski ravni v zadnjem času največ pripomogli zunani simpatizerji v Malineziji, predvsem Vanuatu in Salomonovi otoki, opiše Wood.
So the nation state of Vanuatu is a great supporter of West Papuan people and their self-determination. Indeed, the United Liberation Movement for West Papua is actually based in Port Vila in Vanuatu. But generally the Pacific Islands, including its representatives in the Pacific Island Forum, have been very supportive. And I think part of that reason for that is that West Papuans are from Melanesian descent, whereas Indonesians are largely descendant from Asian groups, Indo-Chinese, etc. But it's worth remembering that there are diverse peoples in West Papua, with estimates of tribal languages in the region of 200 to 700. So very rich culture in West Papua.
A Hajduk opozarja, da bi bilo zmotno te simpatizerje razumeti kot zaveznike, saj morajo nekako tudi vzdrževati dobre odnose z Indonezijo, ki je regionalna sila.
Allies, I would argue, is surely the wrong term here. There's support from Melanesian states, Vanuatu and Solomon Islands, for example, for the West Papuan cause, if you want to put it like that, and also some key West Papuan leaders also reside in exile in Vanuatu. And then there's the Melanesian Spearhead Group, a regional organization of Melanesian island nations, and West Papua West Papuan independence organizations have been wanting access to and full membership to the Melanesian Spearhead Group, which would in turn bolster their international standing and image. So there's that. So there's some support coming from Melanesian island nations. But so far then, if we look at what happened also with regards to the Melanesian spearhead group, so far West Papua has only been granted observer status and also observer status for representing Melanesians abroad, whereas then Indonesia, on the other hand, was granted associated member status for representing Melanesians in the two Indonesian provinces of West Papua.
Tega se zaveda tudi indonezijska vlada, ki spretno manevrira med regionalnimi institucijami in znotrajnih.
As you can already see from the Melanesian spearhead group politics, it is rather a complicated affair and there are no clear-cut alliances, I would say, because alliance is a very strong word, between Melanesian nations such as Vanuatu and the West Papuan independence movement, because what makes it pretty complicated is the fact that Indonesia economically, but also I would argue in terms of development aid, for example, disaster relief and so on, has over the recent years reached out more to many Melanesian states, including supporters such as Vanuatu and the Solomon Islands. I don't think there's any strong ally of West Papua in the region. There's also some support one could add for a referendum of independence amongst various MPs in Western countries, some in the UK, or some also in Australia, in New Zealand. But again, this is not anything that resembles an alliance of sorts. So I think the fact that the West Papuan independence movement internationally doesn't really have any strong allies, it also partially explains why it so far often internationally has been rather unsuccessful to highlight, continuously highlight the plight of the West Papuans.
Materialna osnova za indonezijsko nasprotovanje samostojnosti Zahodne Papue leži v njenem naravnem in mineralnem bogatstvu, ki ga izkoriščajo tako tuja kot indonezijska podjetja. A Hajduk opozarja, da za to obstajajo tudi močni ideološki razlogi.
I would argue part of the reasons why Indonesia is so strongly against granting West Papua independence is also ideological, because Indonesia perceives itself as an anti-colonial project. So that's also why, in my view, explains why you have so much Indonesian resistance from the 1960s all the way up until today, because they view West Papuan independence as an attempt by former colonial masters to weaken, to disintegrate the newly independent Indonesia. That was the view in the 1960s, and I think to some extent this ideological artifact still holds true today, that there's the view that this is a foreign orchestrated attempt or foreign supported attempt to weaken, to disintegrate the unitary state of Indonesia.
Združeno gibanje pod vodstvom Benja Wende je v zadnjem letu zbralo blizu 3 milijonov podpisov v podporo samostojnosti, ki so jih izročili odboru Združenih narodov za dekolonizacijo. Slednje je sicer zavrnilo ponovno presojo Zahodne Papue, a je delegaciji uspelo v pogajanja vključiti odbor Združenih narodov za človekove pravice.
I think the refusal of the UN's decolonization committee to take on the petition and to reopen basically the West Papua case was certainly a setback. There is now I think partially, however, it was a success in the sense that the UN Human Rights Committee has gotten involved to an extent, and is that there the West Papua issue is sort of becoming a part of the international diplomatic agenda. However, do I think or can we assume that because of this we are nearing a diplomatic solution of the West Papua conflict brokered by the UN? I'm not so sure. I don't have a crystal ball myself, obviously, but I'm not so sure.
Hajduk v trenutni strategiji gibanja vidi podobno strategijo, kot jo je tekom 90-ih ubral vzhodni Timor, ki si je izboril samostojnost.
A, because of very, 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 very strong resistance still amongst the Indonesian political elites and the Indonesian military. So that's what makes the situation, which is often compared to the East Timor case in 1999, where East Timor was actually successfully granted a referendum and then became independent from Indonesia. So a lot of the people in the West Papuan independence, I think, are trying to follow the East Timor blueprint, if you will. Right? You create a lot of international attention for the human rights situation, for the atrocities committed by the Indonesian security forces, and then you swing international opinion in favor of West Papuan independence, and via this route you then end up with a new referendum on West Papuan independence brokered or monitored by an international party. Could be the UN, could be somebody else.
Kot pojasni, primerov ni mogoče enostavno primerjati in dejstvo, da pridobiš mednarodno pozornost, ne spremeni stanja na terenu.
I would argue this is sort of comparing apples and oranges, because the East Timor case was very specific in that it happened 20 years ago during a very turbulent phase of Indonesian history. Indonesia had just gotten basically rid of this Suharto regime, was basically transitioning from a military dictatorship to a democracy, and had and there was a lot more international attention there also for the plight of the East Timorese because of the Santa Cruz massacre and so on and so forth. There were sanctions in place by many Western countries, including the US, on Indonesia because of that and so on and so forth. So the case was loads more established. So in that sense, I'm not so sure whether this will all plan out in the sense of basically West Papua becoming the next East Timor. I think it's much more likely that there will be actually no real alteration of the status quo anytime soon.
Koteko si je v znak solidarnosti nadel vitežnik.
No regret when we kill. All the haters gotta disappear. MP3 better than real life. Give some seat and back to real life. Pajero toko padang tongi ase. Pamer kebodohan di etalase. Dorang bako dorang pajero dengan maci. Gili keskeget tempat situ rante. MC jadi gengsi dari Indo sampai Jay-Z. Lazy. Pengen jadi MC kayak Jay-Z tambah basic. Classy. Fuck that, I'm not killer from the East. Siapa bilang kalau tontra bisa. Tangkap tangan tiru lagu kawan niat. Bukan lawan mimpi dapat tahu. I'm back on my land. Anak kecil dorang bayar dari kemarin. Taruh puro kepo untuk dapat pangeran. Bila tonga dia mimpi sudah dapat tumpahan. Diri yang mengiris lupa diri. Diri di kebiri bila ada orang lupa diri. Semakin ke kiri banyak jadi anak tiri. Terapat untuk mengiris gelik yang ini, bitch. We are the best of rapper jay kalau drop percaya coba play kalau komen buruk coba say karena tumpuk kelas untuk jay jadi stop kau pro kontra yang kamu ciptakan untuk jay karena kamu goblok mamin yang merusakkan nama jay kayak penuh dengan bling bling tapi bingung cara kincing bermodal banyak tanding tapi buruk saat landing gara-gara something in your hand gara twist my fingers dengan sen kubu jelit bosan dengan trap kamu baru kenal dunia swag kamu terbisa karena susah terbisa kas jatuh tong kamu baru rangkak tong sulari kamu baru lari tong ajari kamu jago kamu layak pura-pura buta, pura-pura tau, pura-pura gila borsak ludaku kasih tester pace jangko kasih depa tembak pake roket bikin dong tra bisa terka asap bengepul tambah panas suasana jangko kasih jala biar keringat basah tanah tonggi elit kasih kaget, kasih kaget, kasih kaget 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 tonggi elit kasih kaget. Banyak kasih murka dong suka banyak lupa-lupa dong muka banyak suka-suka ikut zona gelit kasih botak sampai trauma I'm Mr. President, forget the accident from the bling-bling para hiking sangat sinting I'm saying, anybody can to make me stop anybody can to make me drop anybody can to make me stop and make me drop in you down you got too paranoid gila kurang alkohol itu nyanyi ler pasang hidroli mama bilang fantastic senang bongkar pasang kau pugaya senang bongkar pasang tapi sama-sama payah
guncang masa mohon tenang lupi tanda curang itu bukan torang tembak yang menantang minta mundur pantang mau kebalik belakang dan kau lihat datang minta komen lagi konten baru pagi mulai unjuk gigi lanjut sampai pagi kasih yang kau tagi lebih tinggi lagi bulati persegi tajam gerigi kau mandi mandi di to lihat tong mau manis to lari terus mau baik kok tapi tetap beda to manisnya kami tersor diantara para pencemo ingat serahim hip hop indo tapi beda alam bro tak nampak fenomenal gelit punya gaya sendiri bedakan langkah angka dapatkan manisnya dari sari hingga benak jenak kelak mutlak gerak dongkrak kompak jebak rombak kompak kota perompak tak bergerak yeah.
Kasih tester pace jangko kasih depa tembak pake roket bikin dongkrak bisa terka asap bengepul tambah panas suasana jangko kasih jala biar keringat basah tanah tonggi elit kasih kaget kasih kaget kasih kaget kasih kaget kasih kaget kasih kaget, kasih kaget.